following was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated in Memphis, Tennessee.
Hello, my name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland. Greetings, salutations, hello, hey, how's it going? Welcome to another episode from Radioland, from the home office in Memphis, Tennessee, here on this Sunday. I know last week was kind of an anomaly because I recorded it on a different day. But today's the 28th of July. I got held up in production and some other stuff like that, but this way it goes. But we're here now, such as it is. Going to get into some fun stuff I'll tell you about here in just a little while. I had meant to do some other recording earlier, but I wound up having to go to the dentist, something that everybody really kind of should do from time to time. And it was nothing more than just a cleaning job. You know, they got to get in there and they got to send the worker bees in, and they use this thing called, if you're hip, you know what I'm talking about, but it's a thing called a Cavitron, and it's a sonic deal, and it's loud, and it gets the job done. There's no two ways around that, but by God, I told the dentist and the hygienist, I said, this device that you have, they should use this in torture facilities, because it's what it is. I was fine through the procedure, but Lord have mercy, several hours afterward, I felt like I got hit in the jaw with a baseball bat. But that's the way it goes. Why didn't you get anything numb? Well, see, because during the process, I don't have that issue. So, you know, now, and I always look at you funny. You don't want the shot. You don't want the numbing stuff. Nah, I'm okay. I'm okay with that. It's just I'm a guy that's just ready to, you know, go in, get it done, get out of there. I have no cavities, which is good, but you know, you got to undergo the cleaning thing, and then once you're all set up and done, you know, you feel that much better, which is a good thing. So, you know, such as it is, and I was, I don't know, I just, it wasn't like I was, you know, because when you're trying to, after you've been numbed and you're trying to talk and you can't drink anything because you're drooling and stuff, and it's just dumb. So I just, you know, suffer it, get through it. I only do it, you know, every once in a while. So yeah, I'm good to go. Which is fine, because I've got the show tonight at Radio Memphis. We've got the Booze and Blues show tonight at 8 p.m. Central. If you happen to catch this program before that, or you know, if it's, I don't know, we'll be done here shortly. But if you happen to be tuned in a little bit later on this evening, looking for something to listen to on your device, got a live blues show at radio-memphis.com. Tonight it is Tlaxica and Pope going to perform live all evening long. They're a dynamite duo. They have a lot of fun. Chad Pope is a great guitar player and a funny cat. So we'll have some fun tonight on the air at radio-memphis.com. Also on all this, and I don't really talk too much about these sorts of things, but I'm taking the immigrant to the airport, which is always a bit of a nerve-wracking experience. she's flying home for a few days, you know, about a week or so, gone to see her family in the old country, on the old sod, if you will. She's going back to Ireland for a few days. As she does, you know, once or twice a year, she'll go over and go hang with the family. I've been there a couple of times myself. It's beautiful. It can be a lot of fun. It's one of those things, though, that since she's from a rural area in Ireland, and you know, you go and you spend some time over on the farm, as it were, and it's all well and good, and people go, oh dude, you're not going, you know, it's nice. But after, I'm one of these people that after several days of that, I just get kind of bored. You know, it's just, it's more cows. What about all the pubs? The pubs close early over there. And, it's only so much of that you can do. There really is. You know, Dublin is fun. There's a lot of things to see and do in Dublin. But, I told her, I said, next time I'm going, we'll spend a couple of days in Dublin. And when she heads down to the farm, I'm taking one of them wood bench flights and flying over to, I've got some friends in London, so I could go find them, or go down to Paris, although they're enduring quite the heat wave right now, and which is kind of cute when they say, oh, it's hot, it's 104 degrees. Y'all need to come to Memphis. I'm perfectly content and fine with the heat. It's just, you know, you got to learn to deal with it. such as it is. Speaking of the heat, we're going to get into it here in just a little while. I had an interesting conversation with a very good friend of mine who is in the terrestrial radio business. I still maintain some contact with some of these folks, even though I'm not in that line of work per se. I mean, I'm obviously in the radio business, but had a chat with a friend of mine who is working in it now in a different capacity, and we were talking about the state of radio from his point of view, and it's interesting, a bit fascinating, and somewhat alarming. So we'll get into that and so much more. So stick around. You're listening to it right here from Radioland. Don't go away. Get on the Memphis Brew Bus. Every Saturday at 2 p.m., we'll take a 3.5-hour adventure through the Memphis craft brewery scene. The Memphis Brew Bus stops at 3 local breweries for some special behind-the-scenes tours, talks with the master brewers, and, of course, tasting of their signature brews. While on the bus, you'll hear stories and learn about the history of beer. Plus, you'll get some music from the Radio Memphis Library. Go to memphisbrewbus.com and find them on Facebook. The Memphis Brew Bus. We'll drive you to drink. So I wound up catching up with a friend of mine just the other day, actually, about a little over a week ago. And he's in the FM business. He's in the FM radio business. I think he's maybe doing some AM stuff. I'm not going to name any names because I don't want to get him in trouble, because we had this interesting conversation about the state of the broadcast industry here, at least in this town, in Memphis, which has always been sort of a tough town, but it's indicative of what's going on around the country. And he draws this pretty funny analogy about Weekend at Bernie's. Are you familiar with this? If you haven't seen the film, it's about a guy, a rich guy whose name was Bernie, he dies. He dies before the, I think he dies at the beginning of the film. It's been forever since I've seen it, but nevertheless, he is, he's dead, and he was having this big party, and a couple of his buds decided that the party is still going to go on even though the guy's dead. They're just going to pretend that everything is fine, so they're going to puppet him around. I bring all this up because, and if you haven't seen it, it's a funny film. The sequel's a little lame, but the first film is kind of cute and fun. Nevertheless, he used this as an analogy to what FM radio is. And what's going on is that, you know, currently terrestrial radio is a lot like Bernie himself, where it's just sort of a shell of what it was. And there are these people who prop it up, and they see, look, it still does what it does. It's still talking to people. It's still selling stuff. It's, you know, there's people listening to it. It's blah, 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 blah. And in the reality of it is that it's not that at all. There's, as you know, a lot of people have just given up on it. They may happen to, you know, listen to it if there's nothing else going on, such as it is. And, you know, they might tune in if you're a sports guy, you may be over there at the sports channels, maybe catching a game. You know, you may be watching it at home and you need to run to the store to get more beer or a pizza or something like that. And you hop in your ride and you kick on the radio so you don't miss the action. Which, now that I think about it, is kind of silly, since delivery services are all over the place. Although I don't know that there's a beer delivery service. Although it should be. There should be, and there probably is. I'm just not that, you know, that versed in that sort of thing. I'm still sort of apprehensive about those kinds of things. It just seems kind of dumb to spend that extra money when I can just run down to the store real quick and get what I need. Nevertheless, I digress. Anyway, he was telling me that that his salespeople that he works with from time to time are not even attempting to get new business. They have their regular orders. They just fill them out. They renew when the contracts come due. They just keep moving along. And it's not like there is a massive demand for new business in terrestrial. And a reason was, and this is what I thought was sort of amusing, because we've dealt with this too at Radio Memphis, is that a lot of potentially new clients that are looking to advertise feel that social media is really more bang for the buck. Which, be that as it is, I understand, you know, Facebook advertising is cheap, relatively speaking. But you're not getting what you think you're getting. You're not getting a ton of people in your store or whatever in your business because of it. Because a lot of times people see it and they go, "Oh, I saw your ad," and then they just keep right on going. They don't really think about it per se. Especially if they happen to know that business, they go, "Oh, look, this guy's doing." You know, when I peruse through social media, which I'm doing right now as we chat, and I'm looking at pictures of everybody's ugly ass children that are all over the place. The ads that they do, all this targeted advertising, which just doesn't work. And I think people have been sold on this weird bill of goods that that's what's supposed to be. And if you're not doing targeted advertising, you're just losing out. Ergo, FM radio in general claims to have some sort of targeted thing, but they don't. It's a fallacy. They're just using these buzzwords to get advertisement in there. What we've always done at Radio Memphis, and I'll use this as a kind of a plug, is that we say, look, if our audience is, you know, 18 to 34 years of age, that's who you're going to speak to. There was a question that popped up on Reddit in the Ask Reddit feature in the subreddit there. If you could say anything you wanted to everybody that was looking at this right now, what would you say? Well, in theory, that's what radio advertisement is, because you develop an audience, if no matter how large it is, you know, a sizable enough audience, and they're hanging around, they're listening to your shows, they're doing what they're doing, and then I just stop and say, okay, I'm going to give you 30 seconds to say whatever it is that you want to these people that are listening. What would you say? It's a viable question. And when you're dealing with things like FM radio, where a lot of people just don't listen to it that much anymore, they really don't. Some do. Some of the older folks might. And I'm not going to go through the ins and outs of it. But when you're hanging around a corporate broadcast environment, it's this whole trying to justify your own existence type of thing, which is kind of sad. And this is what my friend was talking about. Is that they will have these meetings from time to time about these sorts of things, and they'll say, you have to, part of selling it is you have to sell these clients on the idea that there's all of these people that are just crowded around their devices that are listening to they're crowding around their little FM radio in their home or in their car primarily, and they're rocking out to Elton John or whatever it is that they're listening to that they could get anywhere, quite frankly. And they're trying to say, hey, we got to do these advertisements, you know. And for a lot of advertisers, it could be sort of that if it's a match, because it does boil down to a simple idea. And the idea is this, that you have to match the audience that you have, however niche it may be, to the potential customers that you're looking at and the potential advertisers, because they want to speak to the same people. That's kind of the vibe. But as he was telling me, he said, you know, it's becoming increasingly more difficult to do so because of social media, because of the internet has changed so much. And let's be fair here, social media would not exist without the internet. It's just, that's all there is to it. It's a fact. There's no other way around it. And broadcast companies have for a long time been trying to wrestle with this idea of how to incorporate the internet into what they do. Which, you know, to be fair, internet radio stations like Radio Memphis and many others that are out there have embraced it and said, look, this is where everybody's at. When we look at our numbers, it's a fact. It really is. We can easily, you know, try and compare ourselves to terrestrial radio in many aspects. But, let's be fair. Just because you can catch, you know, your hometown FM favorite radio station on the internet anywhere, it doesn't mean that they're offering any content that is not available anywhere else in the world. They just don't do that. They homogenize everything because this is the way that's the way they want to go. And for some bizarre reason, corporate radio people have felt that sucking the humanity out of it, you know, no personality or anything like that, is the wave of the future. I distinctly remember when podcasting began happening, there was a lot of talk amongst some of these corporate people that essentially said the same thing when the internet came out. They go, oh, this is just a passing thing. The real technology is the fact that it's, you know, broadcast radio is it's been around for, you know, all these many, many years, over 100 years, and it's still going to continue to be that way. And that's just the way it is. That's not the case. We've seen that. Even the National Association of Broadcasters are slowly acknowledging that the internet is a thing. And it creates an interesting problem because where are you going to find your advertisers? Well, it's pretty basic. You know, it's people are still going to be attracted to some sort of content, some type of programming. And when they do, that's where you bring in your advertisers, and then they get to speak to those. Because they're going to come to you, and they're going to say, hey, you have this number of people, we want to speak to them. And that's how that works. But too many of the terrestrials still want to trot it out as if it's still the greatest thing in the world, and thus the whole Weekend at Bernie's analogy that my friend was making on this whole deal. And that's a reality. It really is. It's a solid reality. And it's sad. Because even where I used to work, there's hardly anybody there. And, you know, I see, you know, posts from various friends of mine in, you know, on Facebook that are still in the business. And they're just not, those posts just aren't getting the traction as they used to because people have moved on. Podcasting, for example, is it, and we've talked about this before, podcasting has done more damage to drive time radio than anything else in the world. It really has, because listeners have realized that they have more than one option. They don't have to listen to that, you know, that ridiculous morning show that they don't necessarily like. They've never really liked because that was the only choice they had. And when you give people options, they will use them. And that's an important distinction to make. And now, when you look at the top radio stations in any market, may still be number one, but the numbers of people that are listening to it have dwindled and evaporated. And we used to have this discussion about this sort of thing when I was in the business, you know, and you would say they would make these weird extrapolations. They go, this rating period, the listeners that we had here, they just moved over to this other station because they were doing a contest, they were doing a giveaway, or they, you know, they felt like that was going on. And even then we were like, dude, we're competing against the MP3. People have their choice. They're sick and tired of hearing the same tunes over and over. They're sick and tired of hearing the same hump talking about, you know, what they think is relevant and whatnot, and keeping their stuff off the air, which is kind of weird. A lot of these jocks are told, and I can speak from authority on this because I was one of them, they were told to shut up, that nobody wanted to listen to the guy on the radio, which I can prove to you is not true. They do want to listen. They want that human connection. So it comes down to selling it. So now what you do is you trot out the old body and you prop it up and it's all starting to rot and the flesh is coming off the bones a little bit and things are not looking all that good. And they still sit there and they go, it's the most viable thing. It's the most viable communicative source that's out there. It's the best mass media going. And it's not. It's sad. It really is sad. And to watch some of these guys, like my friend who is kind of, you know, suffering through it. And he'll tell you, he's like, you know, the it's not so much the end is near, the end is here is what it is. It's already happening. Those of you that are listening to this understand exactly what I'm talking about. But I wanted to approach this in a fashion of what it's like to still be in it. There's still, sadly, an enormous amount of ego involved in it, which really kind of boggles the mind because there's no room for ego in this business. Not anymore. Because you're competing against some guy who is sitting in the back office of his home. He's cranking out some audio. And he's just sitting here talking because it's what people want to listen to, perhaps. I mean, this show here, we don't even put music on it that much anymore. Every once in a while I may throw a tune in, but by and large, no. No, they want to hear something whether they like it or not. You know, they may not like the subject matter, but they may like how it's delivered. And the fact that they can come in and out of a program inside of, say, a half hour, 45 minutes, maybe an hour. Some of these shows that go any longer than that, they get to be kind of a grind. So, you know, that's what's going on. And you have to pay attention to the listening habits of your people. That's the important thing. FM abandoned that a long time ago because they kept saying over and over, it's our way or the highway. Well, guess what happened? Everybody said, we're just going to take the highway. And the highway was the information superhighway. There's a term you haven't heard much used anymore because it's, you know, it's hokey and stupid. But let's be fair here. Television is also having to undergo so many changes. They've kept up pretty well. Network television, not so much. You know, people make, they used to make a big deal about, you know, who was going to be anchoring the evening news, the network evening news, whether it's, you know, any of the alphabets, you know, the 5:30 p.m. news that would come after your local news. Well, the problem is a lot of people quit watching all of that. So why do I want to sit there and suffer through this ridiculous set of circumstances in local, especially in local news, because of the whole, you know, it, you know, it bleeds, it leads type of thing. And we're just going to kick you in the nuts over the, you know, how bad the situation is. And then we're going to give you some cute, fuzzy story to send you on your way. Nobody's interested in that. They're watching for the weather forecast. And they're watching for the sports. And one of the stations here has done a pretty good job with that, because at least on Fridays, the newscast ends early and they give the sports guy his own show. It's like 10 minutes, but still it's his own gig. Because people are into the sports thing for the weekend. That's what they want to find out. That's what they want to watch. On-demand services have taken over almost everything. There's still a demand for live. That's why we still do it at Radio Memphis. Because like the Blues show tonight, even though it gets recorded and put up later, there's a whole thing about being in that moment. As special as it may be. And it's not so much about hanging out and, you know, telling jokes. And, you know, it's light entertainment that is about being an escape from some of the horrible realities in this world that we have to deal with. And that's part of it. You know, you can call it a distraction if you want to. You got to be careful using buzzwords, because people go, oh, it's just a distraction for the real thing because we see it all the time. It's stupid. You can be distracted and still know what's going on the other side. That's just, you know, you have the ability to maintain information in your head from several different sources all at the same time. It's nice to get away from, you know, all of the madness. That's the beauty of it. This is what this show kind of does, is it takes you away from everything going on in Washington, D.C., for example, between Congress and the White House and the Supreme Court, all of that stuff. It's a way to escape from it for a little while, to relax. And it turns out that people kind of want that. They kind of need it. That's why we go on vacations. You know, if you think about it, you know, my wife, she's kind of going on vacation now. She's leaving today. She's going to get on a plane and she's going to go. She's going to be gone for about 10 days or so. And when she comes back, her whole world is still going to be here. None of that's going to change, but it gives her a chance to get away from it. So it's what everybody does. So escaping some of this is really just, it's all it is. It's getting away from it for a minute. And for some bizarre reason, FM radio sat there and looked at all of the technology that was there and said, nope, we're gonna back the horse that we rode in on, and it's tired and it's broken and it's got a sway back and it's got broken hooves and it's basically dead, and yet we're gonna trot it out there. Is that there are still people in terrestrial, as my friend will tell you. There are still people in this business that hold out and say, as a matter of fact, it is still the best thing going, terrestrial radio. I had a meeting one time many years ago after Radio Memphis got on the air, and I was meeting with an advertising agency here in town. And when we were sitting there in the conference room, we were having a discussion about you know, the clients that they have, and they were you know, interested perhaps in what a digital delivered broadcast would be like. And we were trying to explain it to him, and all of a sudden he got worked up. I may have told the story long before, but if you haven't, here it is. It's been a long time. So I'm telling him, you know, we have all this music, we have all this programming, we do all this. It's not any different from FM, but it is. You know, it's fresh, it's new, it's unique. We've got an audience, it's X number of people, it's blah 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 blah. And we're sitting there, and the more I keep explaining this to him, because he's asking questions as to how this works, the more red in the face he became, and more agitated he became, and he got so angry. Well, he farted in the meeting, which was interesting. I don't know if it was his lunch, but he may have been just kind of worked up enough, and he was just trying to hold himself together, and he wound up soiling himself maybe. But he was so angry at what I was telling him about what was going on that he kind of leaned back in his chair, and I think he even stood up at one point, and he pointed a finger at me in a rather accusatory tone, which the statement I'm about to lay on you was very accusatory. He said, You're the reason why my radio sucks. I said, no, I'm not. I'm just pointing out that it's always been like that. That hasn't changed. This is now that people are becoming exposed to different forms of content and programming. It's become a little more obvious. You don't realize how bad a situation is until you stand outside and look back into it. It's funny how that works. At the same time, there's that whole thing about the pasture being greener on the other side of the fence. It's not necessarily the case, of course, but he, and this is an old school guy. This was a guy who was perfectly content in realizing that none of the rules of radio would ever be changed. It would always be the same. Because it's always been like that. It's been that way for generations, and it would never change. And as it turned out, it did. And yet they'll still hold on to it. They will sit there, and they will look at it, and they will say to themselves, none of this will last.
Hey, did you hear that hokey dumbass podcast? I think that's what the kids are calling it. Well, that guy that used to be on 103 is doing, and he's over there bitching about the business and, that shit'll never last. It's never gonna go anywhere because, you know, nobody cares about that kind of thing. Really, dude. This is episode 285. Consistently every week, it's been this very thing. And out of nearly 55,000 downloads of this stuff, we're still at it. 55,000 from, I'm just looking at one of the, I think it's just our Podbean feed is just 55,000, but let's not talk about wherever else I spread this thing around. There's a lot of people that listen to this. And a lot of you may be, collectively, nodding your head and going, yeah, he's kind of right. He really is. And I know there's some people in the business that listen to this and will say, yeah, but this is what's paying my medical insurance. This is what's keeping the hope alive a little while because we're not in a position to do the things that you're doing, Rick. And they're right. They are right. But they go to work scared every day. The corporate guys will sit there and sell themselves on whatever it takes to keep that little dream alive. But everybody else is down in the trenches, whether it's somebody in sales, whether it's somebody in promotions, or even the guys that are on the air. They are sitting there wondering, what the fuck is going to happen next? They've already seen a lot of fallout since the last recession in 2008, when a lot of people got blown out. I was blown out in 2011 as sort of a way just to watch the bottom line. It had nothing to do with what I did for a living. They knew that. They were just looking at their dollar amount. That's all that was. And I'll tell you this, kids, and I've been watching it pretty carefully. We may be in for another recession. And when that happens, we'll see. We'll see what luxury items get thrown to the wayside. And what I mean by luxury items, broadcast radio. That's a luxury item. Especially if it's already kind of on its last legs. If it's a dead guy sitting in a chaise lounge with sunglasses on trying to look alive, they're going to have to dump that corpse off the side of the road and move along. And that's exactly what's going to have to happen before any of this becomes a little bit more legitimate. That's all there is to it. I also had a conversation with another friend of mine who used to be in radio as well. He does some other things now, and we got to talking about the state of the internet as well. And it's also worth noting that just because the playing field got level and everybody jumped in onto it, and they said, "Oh, this was always exclusively to broadcast personnel, and I can do this," and yet they can't. We're talking about some, Joe Schlub with a mic and a mixer board. A USB mic, please. I see. Hey, man, I got this USB mic and I'm making a pot. Dude, mistake number one. You got a USB mic. Stop it with that. It sounds like ass. Just my point of view. But nevertheless, the state of that has always been, okay, now we're flooded with idiots that don't know what they're doing. They don't sound good on the air. They don't have real content to bring out there. And it has scared away a lot of advertisers because, well, if this is what the internet has become, if this is what the state of broadcast has become, then we don't want to get involved with that. And the problem is the good talent, the pros, and those of us that have been around for a long time sort of get overlooked because of that. We get lumped in. Internet radio stations often get kind of lumped in with the whole fact that they're all metal shows. And I'm not going to belabor that topic. And yeah, great, metal's fine. I like it as much as maybe the next guy. But nevertheless, you got too many of them because it was sort of a quote-unquote underserved market. And we all know for a fact that it's not underserved because now there's too much of it. And a lot of people have just moved on. They're trying to find something new and different. It's the same thing like I give the advice to all the young musicians that come through the studio. This the million-dollar secret. And it's the showbiz secret. You give your audience something they've never seen nor heard before, and that's where your audience will come. And with that is your ticket to somewhat of a success. And it's increasingly more difficult because so many people want to be like everybody else. They're all something good happens and they copy it. It's constant. And it's anything. You'll see somebody who will write a pretty funny joke on Twitter, and somebody will see that, and they'll lift that joke, and they'll put it on their Facebook feed and claim it as their own. And it's first of all, it's a real tacky, it's a dick move. You don't want to do that. But at the same time, it happens everywhere, and it happens in this business. Hell, I've been ripped off for years. This isn't the only show that's like what I do, but I'm the first one that's been doing it. I mean, like I said, I look at my show count, you know, what, 285 episodes is what this one is. And a lot of them come in at, you know, episode 15, 16, 17, and then they're bitching, nobody's listening. Well, dumbass, look what you did. So maybe it's time to bury that old corpse and move along and let what happens, happens. And, you know, there's not getting around the idea that the pond scum that are taking over the internet at times is what it seems like, is making things difficult. Sure it is. But what will have to happen eventually is they just will realize that they can't continue to keep that up. They can't compete with what's good and what's decent content that's there. And they'll go by the wayside. It may take them a minute, but that's exactly what it happens. And meanwhile, as that goes, we'll all attend the final funeral of old Bernie, the FM guy. I'll be sure and bring flowers to the wake.
It's summertime, and Wizards has all your outdoor fun covered. Memphis' number one alternative smoke and vape shop is your CBD headquarters, but they're not just a CBD or smoke shop. Novelty t-shirts, hats, sunglasses, and more. New stuff in the store every day. Woodwick candles, silver jewelry, tapestries, and candles, and really cool backflow incense burners. Great deals throughout the store. 1999 Madison Avenue, open 10 to 10, 7 days a week. Online at memphiswizards.com. Wizards, because it's still smoking. Must be 18 or older by smoking-related material.
Here's what's coming up on the next episode from Radioland with Rick Cheddar.
It's an interesting position to be in, quite frankly, because as a cynic, automatically you're being judged. You're being told that being cynical about anything is not good. Well, that's not necessarily the case, because you got to have cynics, okay? Because they're skeptics. That's a good thing. You want somebody to sit there and shine a light on this and say, look, I don't necessarily have all the answers, but I'm not necessarily trying to find them either. I'm just trying to find out where the bullshit is. Because once I find out where that is, then I know where I'm supposed to be. So if I'm going to be critical of something, that's the whole point. There's whole studies in philosophy about this very thing, about what it's like to be a cynic. There's been cynics around for the longest. Plato was one of them. Socrates, they were all cynics in a weird sort of way. So when somebody accuses me of being a cynic, I bow, shake my head, and shake their hand, because, quite frankly, you just gave me one of the best compliments a guy could ever have.
For previous episodes, go to radio-memphis.com. To download episodes to your mobile device, search the show in iTunes, player.fm, stitcher.com, Pocket Cast, or TuneIn. And now, here's more with Rick Cheddar from Radioland.
Well, there you go, kids. That's what's coming up next time on the program. As I mentioned before at the top of this deal, tonight, 8 p.m. Central at radio-memphis.com, we have Tlashika and Pope performing live in the studio. Where it'll be good. It'll be fun. It's unique programming. If we were talking about what's good and what's not, you don't hear too much live stuff on the air anymore. That's where we step in. That's because we like doing that kind of stuff, and because it's different, and we get a lot of listeners as a result of that. So there you go. If you're looking for something, if there's nothing on TV tonight, there's nothing on TV. You know, we have. Bruce Springsteen had a song called 50, I think it's 57 channels and nothing on. And I get it. Cause we got loaded with cable television back in the day and there was still nothing on it. You know, you'd be cycling through there thinking, and your part of you is going, this is the coolest thing in the world. I've got like three, you know, I got 50 channels. You know, I got this, you know, I can go. I used to have three. Now I got 50 and there's still just jack shit on TV.
But then, and then all of a sudden, on-demand content started happening. You got Netflix and Hulu and all that fun stuff, Amazon, you know, the big ones. And to a certain extent, even though you can get into your shows and you can binge watch and all that, they're still like, yeah, I don't know, I want to sit here and look at this dumb thing. So we head over to the internet, and then we're on Reddit, or we're on FARC, or wherever else we are, and just having us a big old time reading up on the news. And then you find something like that's live, that's real, that's there's no AI, there's no algorithm, there's none of that crap. We've stripped all that back, and now it's like, hey, there's some guy sitting in a studio somewhere with some friends, and they got like live music and stuff, and we don't know what's going to happen because it's live and it's unedited. It's dangerous. It's fun, and that's why people tune into that sort of stuff. And I think that will always be the case. If FM radio wanted to somehow survive, if they wanted to be relevant again, then they should abandon their current deal, you know, this canned ham shit that they try and pass off on everybody, and start bringing live radio back. They could be a real threat to the internet. They really could. But they're not going to do it because that costs money, and they don't want to spend money, and we know how that works. Because it's all corporate. It's all crap. It's just shit. Such as it is. All right, on that, I got to go. Please, y'all take care of yourselves, take care of one another. For God's sake, stop shooting each other, okay? I'm Rick Cheddar, and this has been from Radioland.
Rick Cheddar from Radioland is produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. All music performed during this episode was used by permission. No part of this program can be rebroadcast or used in any other way except by written consent. For bookings and other inquiries, you can write the show by sending an email to radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. For more, go to radio-memphis.com.